Okay, so today we are going to read from a previous verse, because we're going to speak about Balaram.
嗯，我们今天读前面一个世界，因为今天还讲是 Balaram， which
verse? Same chapter, text number
23.
Yes.
Okay, 我们今天学习博伽瓦坛第一篇第三章 Krishna 是所有化身的源头，然后今天看第二十三十节。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Ekonavimshe
Vimshatime
Vrishnishu
Prapya
Janmani
Rama
Krishna
Iti
Bhuva
Bhagavan
Aharat
Bharam
Ekonavimshe Vimshatime Vrishnishu Prapya Janmani Ramakrishna Iti Bhuvo
Bhagavan Aharad Bharam
Ekonavimshe Vimshatime Vrishnishu Prapya Janmani Ramakrishna Viti Bhuvo
Bhagavan Aharad Bharam
Ekonavimshe Vimshatime Vrishnishu Prapya Janmani Ramakrishna Iti Bhuvo
Bhagavan Aharad Bharam
Ekonavimshe
Sakshi Gopa只有英文的还是第十九
Vimshatime
第二十也是也在第二十
Vrishnishu
在 Vrishni 王朝
Prapya
已经得到
Janmani
出生
Rama
Balarama
Krishna
Shri Krishna
Iti
这样
Bhuva
世界的
Bhagavan
人格守神
Aharat
去除掉
Bharam
负担
Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada、Slowly
译文和药子由圣帕帕的提供。译文： 以第十九、二十位化身显现时，至尊主出现在威什尼家族亚度王朝，展现自己为主巴拉拉玛和主 Krishna。 在这次展示中，他去除了世界的沉重负担。要旨，这节诗中特别提到的梵文巴格瓦一词是指巴拉拉玛和 Krishna 是至尊主的原本形象，这一点将在后面进一步解释。正如这一章的一开始就告诉我们，主 Krishna 不是主宰化身的一个化身，他是存在中的第一位人格所生，巴拉拉玛是他的第一个完整展示。接着巴拉呆瓦扩展出华士戴瓦、桑卡尔神、阿里鲁达和帕迪鲁纳这第一组完整扩展，圣主 Krishna 是华士戴瓦，巴拉戴瓦是桑卡尔神。
Omaginati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshuramilitam Jainatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Parshatyadi Shatarine。जय श्री वंचकौपतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितानां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare。 So yesterday was Sri Balarama Purnima.
昨天是 Sri Balarama Purnima.
Purnima means full moon.
Purnima 是满月的意思。
Means that Lord Balarama appeared in a full moon day.
也就是说主巴拉拉玛是在满月那一天降生的显现的。
So we celebrate as Sri Balarama Purnima。
所以呢我们就庆祝了这个巴拉拉玛普尼玛。
Balarama is very very important for us to understand。
巴拉拉玛是一个非常重要的人物，我们一定要去理解。
Certainly we cannot understand everything aboutsuch a personality。
当然对这样一个人我们肯定也不可能对他有完全的了解。
But there are certain things that he allows us to understand and they are very important for us to understand。
但是呢也有那么一些内容他允许我们了解，并且我们了解了也很重要。
So the first thing we can understand that he is none different from Krishna。
首先呢我们要知道他和 Krishna 是没有区别的。
Is Krishna's first expansion。
他是 Krishna 的第一个扩展。
And he is actually similar, exactly equal to Krishna in all aspects。
事实上他在所谓的方面就都是跟 Krishna 是平等的。
The only slightly difference between Krishna and Balarama is in the complexion of their bodies。
Krishna 和 Balarama 他们两个人是最最最细微的一个唯一的区别就是他们的肤色。
Krishna is dark complexion whereas Balarama is whitish like milk。
Krishna 的肤色是蓝黑深蓝色，那么 Balarama 就像那个牛奶一样是白色的。
And they both appeared from the same parents。
他们呢都是从同地父母那儿显现的。
They were born from Vasudeva and Devaki。
他们是从 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 那儿出生的。
And they both were transferred to by Krishna's arrangement they were transferred to Vrindavan。
而且呢由于 Krishna 的安排呢他被转到了 Vrindavan。
And they both grew up under the care of Nanda and Yashoda。
而且呢他们都是在 Nanda 和 Yashoda 的庇护下安排，就是说保护下成长的。
Balarama was born from Rohini, another wife of Vasudeva that was under the care of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai.
Balaram 呢是由 Rohini 就是 Vasudeva 的另外一个妻子由他那出生的，而且他那个 Rohini 呢也是在 Nanda Maharaj 和 Yashoda 妈妈的保护下 关心下、
Because Vasudeva and Devaki, Vasudeva was with Devaki, they were in Kamsa's prison. So Vasudeva could not take care of other his wives, and Rohini was another of his wives.
So Vasudeva 没办法去照顾他的其他的妻子， Rohini 就是他的另外一个妻子。
So Rohini was in Vrindavan in Gokula, was under the care of Nanda Maharaj.
因此呢 ，Rohini 就在 Gokula 的 Vrindavan， 在这个 Nanda Maharaj 的关爱照顾之下生活。
So Krishna and Balarama they grew up together.
因此呢 ，Krishna and Balarama 他们俩是一起成长。
And they behave as two intimate brothers.
他们呢就好像一对非常亲密的兄弟那样在一起。
And it is proper because they were actually brothers because they were both born from Devaki.
事实上也是恰当的，因为他们俩的确是兄弟俩，他们都是从 Devaki 那出生的，他们都是 Devaki 的儿子。
Some commentaries say that Balarama was 1 year older than Krishna.
有一些评述呢说 Balarama 比 Krishna 大一岁。
And the other commentary said that he was only 1 week older.
还有一些评述说他只比 Krishna 大一周。
Apparently, according to Garga Muni, was the family's guru, Krishna and Balarama, they received the name ceremony at the same time.
那么按照那个他们的家庭故事，就是 Garga Muni Krishna 和 Balarama 两个是同时从他那接受的接到就得到名字的被取名的。
So if they were giving the name ceremony at the same time, it could not be 1 year difference between them.
所以呢，如果他们两个是同时取的名字，那他们就应该不可能有一岁的差别。
Also, they start crawling.You know, walking, moving on their ends and knees at the same time.
而且呢，他们两个，而且是同时开始爬，学会爬的。
If Balarama was 1 year older than Krishna, then when Krishna was crawling, Balarama could already walk.
那么如果这样看来，如果 Balarama 比 Krishna 大一岁的话，那么当 Krishna 开始爬的时候，那 Balarama 应该已经不走路了。
So.It seems that if he was older, it was just 1 week, according to some commentaries.
So, 呢按照某一些那个评述说，如果那个 Balarama 比 Krishna 大，应该是大一个星期而已。
So, Balarama, being the first expression of Krishna, he acts as the first servant of Krishna.
Balarama 作为 Krishna 的第一个扩展，他也就是 Krishna 的第一个仆人。
Because all of Krishna's incarnations are expansions, they all want and like to act as servants of the original personality, Krishna.
因为 Krishna 的所有的化身都是他的扩展，他们都要想要就是作为 Krishna 的仆人来服务 Krishna.
So Balarama is the foremost servant of Krishna.
Balarama 呢就是他最首要的第一个仆人。
And in Krishna's pastimes, he was serving Krishna in many different ways.
而且呢，在 Krishna 的消失光中 ，Balarama 有很多种方式来服务 Krishna.
He even served Krishna in a neutral mood.
他甚至也以一种中立的心态去服务 Krishna.
Balarama becomes the flute of Krishna.
Fruit.
Flute.
Flute.
No, F-L-U-T-E, flute.
Oh, flute. 而且 Balarama 还成了 Krishna 的鼻子。
Balarama becomes the ornaments of Krishna.
Balarama 甚至成了 Krishna 的盔甲。那个装饰品。
Krishna's shoes are a manifestation of Balarama.
个 Krishna 的鞋子 也都是 Balaram 的展示。
Krishna's bedding is also Balaram.
Krishna's
bedding.
Krishna 的床具是那个也是 Balarama。
Vrindavan, where Krishna performs his pastimes, is also a manifestation of Balaram.
事实上 Krishna 展示他的逍遥的这个 Vrindavan 也是 Balaram 的展示。
So, this is our neutral aspects of service of Balarama to Krishna.
所以呢这些刚提到这些都是 Balaram 对 Krishna 的一种中立的服务。
Balaram is always serving Krishna in a servitude mood.
Balaram 同时呢，他也总是以仆人的心态去服务 Krishna.
Sometimes he serves Krishna also as a friend because they are always playing together, and so he serves him as a friend.
又有的时候呢 ，Balaram 是作为朋友跟他，因为他们一直在一起游玩，所以他也作为朋友来服务他。
He also relates with Krishna.In a parental mood. Sometimes he plays the role of elder brother, so he, as the elder brother, may chastise the younger brother as the father does.
那么又有的时候呢 ，Balaram 用一种父母的心态来服务 Krishna， 因为他就是他是 Krishna 的兄长。那么作为兄长，他就像他的父亲一样，会去他做错了事会去责备他等等。所以呢，他有这种父亲的心态。
And he even serves Krishna.In the conjugal rasa,
他甚至还以一种爱侣的这个，在这个爱侣的 rasa 之中也服务 Krishna.
And for that purpose, he becomes an Anga Manjari, one little gopi.
就为了这个目，达到这个目的，他就成为了一个小 gopi， 叫做 Ananga Manjari.
Ananga,
Jee. Okay, Ananga Manjari.
Ananga Manjari is a little sister of Srimati Radharani.
Ananga Manjari 是 Srimati Radharani 的小妹妹。
And she is an expansion of Balaram.
她呢其实就是 Balaram 的一个扩展。
The majority of living entities in Vrindavan. So this is the way how Balaram serves Krishna in all the different rasas, in the different moods.
所以呢，这就是 Balaram 如何以在不同的 rasa、不同的心态当中去服务 Krishna 在 Vrindavan。
The majority of Krishna's associates in Vrindavan are all expansions of Balaram.
Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的大这个同游的大部分都是 Balaram 的扩展。
Except for the gopis.
除了 gopi 以外。
The gopis are all expansions of Srimati Radharani.
这些 gopi 们都是 Srimati Radharani 的扩展。
But all the other associates.Are expansions of Balaram.
但是其他的所谓的同游都是 Balaram 的扩展。
The holy place Vrindavan Dham is expansion of Balaram.
这个圣地 Vrindavan Dham 本身就是 Balaram 的扩展。
So means that Balaram is always in so many different ways serving Krishna very expertly.
这就意味着这个主 Balaram 总是以不同的方式在服务 Krishna。
So he is the foremost servant of Krishna.
所以他是 Krishna 最主要的仆人。
So because he is the foremost servant of Krishna, he is the original spiritual master.
就因为他是 Krishna 最主要的仆人呢，所以呢，他也是我们原初的灵性导师。
Because this is the position of the spiritual master.
因为这就是灵性导师的地位。
The spiritual master must be the best servant of Krishna.
所以灵性导师他就必须是 Krishna 最好的仆人。
Without being the servant of Krishna, nobody can be a spiritual master.
不做 Krishna 的仆人的话，没有一个人可以成为灵性导师。
This is the first qualification of a spiritual master, is that he is always serving his own spiritual master and back until Lord Balaram.
那么这就是一位灵性导师应该具备的资格，他必须去服务他自己的灵性导师，然后他的灵性导师这样一直回到主巴拉拉姆那。
So the spiritual master is considered an expansion of Balaram.
所以呢，灵性导师也被认为是巴拉拉姆的扩展。
And this is one aspect that is very, very important for us to understand.
那么这一点我们就是非常，我们一定要去理解，就非常的重要。
Because he represents the Guru Tattva, the truth about Guru.
因为 Balarama 是代表这个 Guru Tattva， 就是关于 Guru 的真理。
Guru Tattva is a truth, is, a sci- is something, a science that all disciples should understand.
这 Guru Tattva 它呈现的就是门所谓的门徒都应该理解的这门科学。
We all understand that Guru is none different from Krishna.
我们都知道 Guru 和 Krishna 是没有区别的。
It's not Krishna, but it's none different from Krishna.
但它不是 Krishna， 但和 Krishna 同时没有区别。
So, and without the mercy of the spiritual master, we can never receive the mercy of Krishna.
没有灵性导师的仁慈，我们永远也不可能得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
Means we can only become Krishna conscious by serving the spiritual master, by obeying to the spiritual master.
也就是说，我们必须通过去服务和去尊崇我们的灵性导师，才能取悦 Krishna。
The main activity of the spiritual master is to remove the ignorance of his disciples.
灵性导师最主要的活动呢，就是去清除门徒心中的愚昧。
Because ignorance is that thing that separates us from Krishna.
因为这个愚昧就是让我们和 Krishna 分离的原因。
It's because of ignorance that we are separated from Krishna and we identify ourselves with our material, with this material world.
就是因为愚昧，所以我们才和 Krishna 分离开来，并且把自己错误的等同于这个物质躯体。
It's because of ignorance that we are not constantly engaged in the service of Krishna and experience bliss.
就是因为愚昧，所以我们没办法通过恒常的去服务 Krishna 而感受到喜悦。
It's because of ignorance that we suffer miserably in the material world.
那愚昧，所以我们在这个物质世界里面痛苦受苦。
So spiritual master foremost duty is to remove the ignorance from his disciple.
所以呢，作为导师，他最首要的职责就是去除掉门徒心中的愚昧。
So he removes the ignorance by giving the disciple perfect knowledge.
那他就通过把这个完美的知识给予门徒，而去帮助他去除他的愚昧。
But only if the spiritual master is a perfect servant of Krishna, he can then remove the ignorance of his disciple.
但是只有当这个门徒他已经是一个非常完美的一个具备资格的人，他才能去除掉门徒心中的愚昧。
If he's not a perfect servant, he cannot teach because he has to teach by his own example.
他如果不是一个完美的仆人，他就不可能去教，因为他必须以身作则的去教。
So if he's not a good example, he cannot be a good teacher.
所以呢，如果他的榜样他不能树立一个好的榜样，他就不可能做一个好的老师。
So, Balaram in Vrindavan, the first demon he killed along with Krishna was Dhenukasura.
So, Balaram and Krishna in Vrindavan killed the first demon, Dhenukasura.
And it's very interesting because this Dhenukasura had a form of an S.
那么这个是很有意思的，因为这个 Dhenukasura 呢，它是处在一个驴的那个形象之中。
And the S is the symbol of the stupidity, ignorance.
我们知道这个驴呢，它通常是代表的愚昧和愚蠢。
All of you visit India, probably in China, you can also see that. I don't know, but in India, it's very obvious that the S is works very hard, always carrying big loads.
不知道在中国是不是有这样，但是呢，如果你去过印度的话，你就看到那个驴啊，它总是身上背负着重担，工作非常的辛苦。
And it's always carried with loads as much as almost breaking his back.
它的这个负重啊，几乎是差点要把它的背都给弄断了。
He is carrying always big loads, and the loads that do not even belong to him.
但是呢，他背的这个沉重的负担，根本就不属于他。
So this big load is all kinds of conceptions that we have in life, all kinds of knowledge, material knowledge that we have acquire, are compared just with these big burdens that we carry on our consciousness.
所以呢，我们一生当中很多的物质概念，还有很多错误的理解等等，这就被比作我。 比作我们在这个一生当中的身上背负的这种沉重的负担。
And all this so-called knowledge, all these so-called concepts just makes us more and more confused and misguided in this world.
而这些所谓的知识或者说概念呢，它就错误误导了我们，让我们在这个物质世界。
Like an ass is so confused, is so bewildered that he's carrying the load of his master because the master is going to give him a piece of grass when he finished to work.
就像这个驴一样，他是那么的迷惑，因为他认为他其实背负了那么沉重的负担之后呢，他的主人就会给他那么一小片草给他吃。
And all the way.When he's carrying his load all the way on both sides of the road, there is so much grass.
但是事实上，当他背负着这个沉重的负担在一路行走的时候，他的两边都充满了青草。
But he thinks I have to carry this load for my master because my master, when we arrive home, will give me some grass.
但是他心里想着的是，我要把这个沉重的这些重担背到家里，然后我的主人就会赏给我那么一点青草。
So we also carrying these big burdens of material understandings, material knowledge, thinking that we're gonna make our lives perfect, that you're gonna be happy one day.
所以呢，我们也是这样，我们背负着沉重的这种物质知识的负担，然后以为这有一天我们能够变得开心。
And happiness is available there. Happiness is available to us at every moment. We just need to drop.All these burdens of material understanding, all these material connections, and we can experience immediately a blissful life.
但事实上，这个快乐是随时随刻伴随着我们的。我们唯一需要的就是放弃掉那种内心沉重的物质知识的负担，然后我们就能随时体验到这种喜乐。
So Dhenukasura is the symbol of ignorance.
所以 Dhenukasura 呢，其实就是愚昧的代表。
So, and Balarama kills Dhenukasura means Balarama removes the ignorance.
因此呢，当巴拉拉玛主巴拉拉玛杀死这个驴人，都意味着他已经清除掉心中的愚昧。
Because the Krishna and Balarama companions, the coward boys, they wanted to go to this forest Talavan to taste the Tala fruit was very, very, very rich in nectar, very tasty.
那么 Krishna、Balarama 还有其他的所谓的牧牛童们这些朋友，他们就一起到 Talavan 去，那儿有一种 Tala 果，那个果实非常的甘美，非常的甜。
The fruit was so delicious that even the smell of the fruit would be carried a long distance.
这个果实是那么的甜美，甚至连果实发出来的香味都几里之外都能闻到。
So the coward boys, Krishna and Balarama's associates, they wanted to taste this tala fruit.
So even Krishna, Balarama, 还有他这些牧牛童啊，他们都想去品尝这个 tala 果。
But they knew that the Talavan forest was guarded, controlled by Dhenukasura and his associates.
但是他们都知道这个塔拉果这个果园是被 Dhenukasura 以及他的同游所看管的。
So Dhenukasura was a demon who had assumed this form of a big ass.
Dhenukasura 其实是一个恶魔，但是他接受的是这个驴的这个形象。
And all his associates, demons, they also had assumed the same form as an ass.
那么他的所有的这些恶魔的朋友或者伴侣呢，也都是处在驴的这个身体之中。
And they were controlling that forest and they didn't allow anyone to come inside.
所以呢，他们就已经把这个这一片森林给控制了，不允许任何人进入到其中。
And it was the only place where the tala fruit, tala tree was growing.
而这里也是tala树唯一生长的地方。
So the coward boys, they were asking Krishna Balarama, please bring us to Talavan, we want to taste the tala fruit.
那么这些牧牛童就开始祈求 Krishna 说，请你把我们带去塔拉万吧，我们想要去品尝这个塔拉果。
Like we wanted to taste the nectar of life.
就像我们一样，我们想要去品尝生命的甘露，生活。
We all desire, every living entity desires to have a blissful life in this world.
每一个生物体都希望在这个物质世界能够快乐的生活。
Everybody wants to experience pleasure constantly, to be happy always.
每个人都希望能够恒常的体验快乐。
But there is a great obstacle.
但是呢，有一个巨大的障碍。
Ignorance.
就是愚昧。
Because of ignorance, we became identified with so many wrong things, and now we are stuck in material existence, and we cannot get out of it by our own way, and we cannot enjoy the real happiness.
就是因为这种愚昧，我们就被卡在这种各种各样的存在之中，而且我们也没办法通过自己的力量能够摆脱这种存在，去体验到真正的快乐。
So we want to taste the happiness of life, but we cannot because of ignorance.
所以呢，我们虽然是想要去享受生命的快乐，但却没办法去享受，因为我们被愚昧重重覆盖了。
So Krishna and Balarama decided to go to the forest with the coward boys because they wanted to please the coward boys.
所以呢，这个 Krishna Balarama 他们很想去取悦这些牧牛童，那么他们就跟这些牧牛童一起去了这个森林。
The same, if the devotees want, they have a pleasing attitude, a service attitude to Krishna, then Krishna certainly wants to please his devotees.
同样的，如果我们作为奉献者，我们一直想着怎么样去取悦 Krishna, 那么 Krishna 也会一直想着怎么来取悦他的奉献者。
Krishna is more eager to please his devotees than the devotees are eager to please him.
事实上 ，Krishna 是比想要取悦奉献者的心态是甚至大于这些奉献者想要取悦 Krishna 的心态。
So they always, Krishna and Balarama, they always very eager to serve their associates.
所以呢 ，Krishna Balarama 他们一直非常渴望着去服务他们的同友。
So when Krishna and Balarama were requested to go to the Taliban forest, so immediately proceeded to the forest.
因此呢，当他们请求 Krishna Balarama 去这个 Taliban 森林的时候，他们立即就去了。
So the only thing that was preventing the coward boys from tasting the bliss of that fruit of Tala was ignorance, represented by Denukasura. Denukasura was the only obstacle for them to taste that delicious fruit.
那么这个阻止他们去品尝这个美味的塔拉果的唯一的障碍呢，就是这个愚，就是以 Denukasura 为代表的愚昧。
Yeah. And the same way, the only obstacle that prevents us from tasting the nectar of life is ignorance.
同样的，这个唯一让我们没法去体验的生命存在的真正快乐的就是愚昧。
So as soon as they entered in the forest, Krishna and Balarama were in front, and Balarama was in the front actually, and Denukasura immediately came. Balarama started shooking one of these tala fruits so the fruits would fall on the ground and the coward boys could eat.
所以呢他们这样就以 Balarama 带头进了这个 tala 森林，然后这个 Balarama 就开始摇一棵 tala 树，然后所有的果子掉在地上。
So but immediately when Denukasura heard that noise, immediately he rushed to that place to see who are there in their forest.
但是他这个一到树上，这个巨大的声音就把这个Denukasura给惊动了，他就过来看看到底是谁到了森林里面。
He saw Balarama was taking the tala fruit.
所以呢 ，Balarama 他就是在 taking， 就在吃啊。
Yeah. So how is it? How does he dare to do that? How does he dare to come to my forest to steal our fruits?
所以呢，这个 Denukasura 就是他怎么胆敢跑到我这个森林里面来偷我的塔拉果？
Like this is a typical of materialistic people. They think that whatever they have in this material world is their property, and they think they should defend their property by all means.
所以呢，这就是一个物质主义者的心态。他们认为这个世界上存在的是他们的财产，他们要想尽千方百计要保护这个财产。
And if somebody comes to take their property,They are ready to fight and kill if necessary.
那么一旦有人来侵犯他的这个，或者说拿走他的财产的话，他就会不惜一切代价要保护他。
Ignorant materialistic people, they are very attached to the little possessions they have in this material world.
这物质世界的这些愚昧的物质主义者，他们非常非常的依附自己在物质世界的所拥有的一切。
They are very attached to their bodies and attached to the possessions of their bodies.
非常依附自己的躯体，也依附躯体的拥有的这些财产。
and somebody comes to try to take away their possessions or harm their bodies, they are ready to fight and kill.
所以呢，一旦有人想要来啊、想要拿走他的财产或者想要伤害他的话，他就随时准备就要来把你杀死。
So the same way, Janukasuri means saying, this is my forest, this is my fruits. This person is trying to steal away from me. I'm going to kill him.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
The same way, Janukasura, when he saw Balaram shaking the tree, he said, oh, this person comes to steal my fruits, to take away my property. I'm going to kill him.
同样的，当这个林中克苏尔看到这个土巴拉让姆来到这里吃他的果子，就想这个人要拿给我的财产了，我要杀死他。
So he came and he kicked Balaram's chest with his hind legs.
所以呢，他就过来用他的后腿去踢巴拉让姆的胸部。
This is the strongest part of a donkey of an ass is the hind legs.
这个作为这个驴，它一生当中最强有力的就是它的后腿。
He kicked so strongly, but Balarama didn't move an inch.
他踢得非常非常的重，但是那巴拉拉玛一动都不动。
So he was very surprised.
他非常的奇怪。
And he ran back and then he started rushing very fast.Towards Balaram and again he posed himself on his backside and he was going to discharge an even stronger kick to Balaram.
现在他就又开始往回冲，然后后背对着主 Balaram， 准备以他的这个两条后腿更加强有力的来攻击主 Balaram。
But this time Balaram very easily he picked the Janukasura by his hind legs.
但是呢，这个巴拉拉姆非常轻易的就把这个巴拉拉不把这个雷努克苏拉的这个后腿就把他击败了。
And he start moving him around, whirling in the sky, and then he threw him very very far away.
然后他就手啊就拿着这个就拉着这个巴拉那个雷努克苏拉的腿开始旋转。旋他的这个身体，然后把他扔到很远很远的地去。
And he fell on the top of one of Tala tree.
然后呢，这个德努卡苏尔的躯体就掉在一棵塔拉树上。
And because he was so heavy, the Tala tree fell, broke, and the Tala tree broke and fell into another tree, and the other tree broke, and the other tree fell on the other tree, broke, and that all the trees in the forest start breaking apart.
那么这个因为丁丁克说的躯体是那么的沉重，上次他就压在一棵树上，把一棵树压倒了，然后又掉在另外一棵树上，又把另外一棵树压倒了一大片树。
And then all the companions of Janukasura start rushing to kill Krishna and Balaram, and Krishna and Balaram very calmly start catching each one of those donkeys, demon donkeys, and did the same way they did with Janukasura, wheeling them around and throwing them on the top of tala trees.
那么这个时候呢 ，Janukasura 其他的这些驴魔们就一起都来攻击 Krishna Balaram， 然后他们两个又做了同样的事情，就是抓着这些驴这个后腿，然后就旋了个几圈，然后就把他们给扔出去。
They killed all those demons.
他们就这样把所有的恶魔都杀死了。
And all the forest was devastated.
这个时候，所有的这一大片树林里面就全部一片混乱。
He said that only one tree remained.
据说最后只留下了一棵树。
So to show that ignorance can be very easily defeated by Krishna and Balaram.
所以呢，这就是我们展示这个愚昧能够被巴拉拉姆轻易的，打败击败。
But for us, ignorance is such a monster.
但是对于我们来说，这个愚昧简直就是个巨人。
It's practically impossible for us to remove our ignorance.
要让我们去清除这个愚昧，清除这个愚昧几乎就是不可能的。
Because of ignorance, we became so bound in this material world like a person who is completely bound in his legs and ends. He cannot move.
像这个愚昧让我们非常深深的被束缚在这个物质世界里面，就好像一个人被紧紧的捆绑了起来，一动不能动。
Because of ignorance, because of material attachment, we practically completely lose our freedom, our independence.
就是因为我们的这种物质依附，所以我们几乎是完全失去了我们的自由或者是独立性。
Material energy forces us in so many ways.Controls us in so many ways.
这个物质能量以那么多的方式在控制着我们。
We become bound. We become bound by the modes of material nature.
我们就这样被物质自然所束缚捆绑。
Remember, we talked that guna also means rope.
我们还记得这个 guna， 它还有一个意思就是绳子。
So we become bound by the gunas as a person become bound and by his feet and legs by ropes.
所以呢，就好像这个一个人被绳子被 guna 绑了起来，那么我们也是被这个绳子绑了起来。
When a person is completely strongly bound by ropes all over his body, the legs and hands, he cannot free himself.
那么当一个人的他的手啊腿啊全部被绳子绑起来，他就没办法拯救自己帮助自己。
So this is how ignorance binds the material conditioned souls.
这就是愚昧就是这样如何的把这个受条件限制的灵魂紧紧的捆绑起来的。
So the only way to unbind a person who is tied with ropes is a person who is free, who comes and unbinds him.
那么要让这个被捆绑的人松绑的唯一的方法，就是让一个自由的人来帮他解开。
So the only way to become free from this ignorance, free from this binding situation, the only way is that a spiritual master who is completely free comes and unbinds us.
所以呢，要让一个已经被愚昧深深捆绑的人，让他从中解脱出来，那么唯一的方法就是让一个。完全自由没有被束缚的灵性导师来拯救他。
And how do we unbind a person who is bound? If he's very tight with ropes with so many knots, how are we going to unbound?
但是呢，如果一个人他被绑得非常的紧，而且上面打了很多的死结，那你怎么才能跟他松绑呢？
We cannot just go one knot by knot. This is just too difficult.
我们不可能就一个结一个结的来解，就太难了。
So you have to work, if you use a sword or a big knife, very, very, very sharp, then you just cut through those ropes and finish.
所以呢，如果你有一把非常非常锋利的刀的话，那你就把这个绳子，你一刀就砍断了，那就解开了。
So this is what the spiritual master does. He uses the knife or the weapon, the sword of knowledge to cut through our material attachments.
那么这就是灵性导师的工作，他就是用这个知识的利剑，把这个门徒的所谓的愚昧啊，或者是束缚、依附完全斩除掉。
And how does the spiritual master keep his knowledge, fresh and pure?
那么灵性导师如何让自己的知识保持新鲜和并且纯粹呢
？By be always in contact with the parampara, be in contact with Balaram.
那就是通过恒常的和这个 parampara 和师徒传系，就和主观的 Ram 相连接。
Like the person can only cut with his big knife if he keeps his knife always very sharp, so he has to go to a person who can sharpen very nice the knife so the knife can cut. The same way the spiritual master keeps his knowledge always fresh and sharp by being always connected with the parampara that starts with Balaram.
所以呢，如果一个人他要不断的去用这个用使用自己这个刀去斩断某些东西的话，那么他们就必须通过去寻找某些人把这个刀磨得很锋利才行。那么同样的，这个灵性导师呢，他也要去不断的斩断这个受条件限制灵魂心中的愚昧的这个结，他也就必须跟这个使徒传系相连接，尤其是以主巴拉拉玛为首这个使徒传系相联系，保持自己的新鲜和纯粹。
Because Balaram is the original spiritual master.
因为 Balaram 就是我们原初的灵性导师。
Bala means strength.
Bala 是力量的意思。
not material strengths.
不是物质的力量。
Of course, it also includes material strengths.
但是它也包含物质力量。
But here, Bala refers, in Balarama's Ramayana, he refers to spiritual strength.
但是尤其在这里的这个巴拉，它指的是灵性力量。
Because with material strengths, we cannot free ourselves from material entanglement.
因为我们自己缺乏这种灵性的力量，所以呢，我们就没办法把自己从物质的束缚当中解救出来。
This is what many materialistic people try to do. By their material means, they try to become free, to become independent in this world. But that's impossible.
这就是世界上这些物质主义者所从事的活动，他们想要通过这种物质的享受去怎么怎么样，但这是不可能的。
They try to use many philosophies to try to free them from material concept, but they cannot.
他们试图去学习很多的哲学，去学了很多的物质概念，但是都不可能。
They engage themselves in so-called spiritual path, impersonal understanding, but they cannot unbind themselves.
他们去学习很多的哲学，学习很多的非人格等等很多的概念，但是这都没办法让他们给自己松绑。
In order to become free from this material entanglement, we need the strength that comes from Balaram.
如果我们想要摆脱这种物质的束缚，那我们就需要从主巴拉让那获得力量。
And that's what the spiritual master carries with him. He carries that strength that's coming from Balaram.
这就是灵性导师所携带的，他携带的就是来自于主巴拉让的这种力量。
When the spiritual master instructs the disciple, he gives the disciple the potency.To fulfill that instruction and become free from material attachment.
当一位灵性导师他给门徒训示的同时，他也赐予了他这种这个门徒去完成这个训示的力量，这样呢才能把就是斩断他的物质依附。
That strength required is inspiration, enthusiasm.
而这种力量呢是需要鼓舞，需要热情才能得到的。
Determination.
需要决心。
Where this determination, inspiration, enthusiasm comes from? It comes from the spiritual master.
那么这种决心、力量和热情来自何方呢？都是来自于灵性导师。
Because he has the potency, he has the strength of Balaram, Bala.
因为他已经获得了主 Balaram 的这种力量。
And when you have this strength to overcome our material attachment, to become free from our material attachment, then we attain Ram, happiness.
如果我们最终已经摆脱这种物质依附的话，我们就能够获得 Ram, 就是快乐。
So his name is Balaram. By his strength, we can achieve the highest happiness.
所以他名字就叫 Balaram, 也就是通过这种力量，我们就能获得最高的快乐。
So no material, there is no material way, no impersonal spiritual way that can free us from this material entanglement.
没有任何的物质的方法能够让我们摆脱这种物质的束缚。
We need the mercy of Balaram.
我们需要得到 Balaram 的仁慈。
Because by the mercy of Balaram, we can please Krishna.
因为当我们得到主 Balaram 的仁慈之后，我们就能取悦 Krishna.
And we please Balarama by pleasing our spiritual masters.
而且呢，我们也是通过去取悦自己的灵性导师而去取悦主 Balaram.
So you also know, all of you know that Balarama is none different from Nityananda.
都知道主 Balarama 和主 Nityananda 是没有区别的。
When Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya, Lord Balarama also comes to serve him as Nityananda.
所以呢，就像主 Krishna 作为主 Chaitanya 而来，那主 Balaram 呢也作为主 Nityananda 而来。
Yeah, Krishna was ready to punish Jagai and Madai, to kill them, but Nityananda, because he is very compassionate, spiritual master, very compassionate towards all living entities, said, no, 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 I want to save them, don't kill them.
当时 Krishna 非常愤怒的想要杀死这个贾盖马代。杀死这些物质主义者的时候呢，当因为这种强烈的怜悯之心，主 Nityananda 就抓住了他，他说：“我不要杀他，我想救他。”
Because Nityananda is the mercy personification of Krishna.
因为主尼提南达就是 Krishna 的仁慈的人格化身。
The same the spiritual master. We all know the spiritual master is a personification of Krishna's mercy.
同样的，我们看灵隐导师也是，他们都是 Krishna 仁慈的代表。
Because the spiritual master is the representative of Balaram.
因为灵性代表，灵性导师就代表就是 Balaram.
So in that sense, as we explain, this is how we understand Balaram and why it's so important to us.
所以呢，我们就这样去解释，要去理解为什么主 Balaram 对我们那么重要。
We don't know Krishna. Krishna is so far.
我们并不认识 Krishna, 因为 Krishna 离我们那么遥远。
Krishna is so mysterious.
Krishna 是那么神秘。
But we can know our spiritual master.
但是呢，我们却可以去认识我们的灵性导师。
At least you should know our spiritual master's instructions.
至少我们应该知道灵性导师给我们的训示。
What the spiritual master, our spiritual masters want us to do.
灵性导师需要我们做什么？
So by understanding what our spiritual masters want us to do, we can understand what Balarama Nityananda want us to do.
所以呢，如果我们了解了灵性导师希望我们做什么，其实我们也就知道了主 Balarama 和 Krishna 希望我们做什么。
Balarama Nityananda.
Balarama Nityananda 需要我们做什么？
So by pleasing Guru, by pleasing Balaram, then we can attain the mercy of Krishna, we can know Krishna.
那么通过得到了领导说主 Balaram 的仁慈呢，我们就能够去了解或者接近Krishna.
Because Krishna reveals to us when he is pleased by our attitude towards Balaram.
因为 Krishna 看到我们对主 Balaram 的这种态度，他就被我们取悦。
So that's why Balaram is very important. He is the origin of Guru Tattva.
所以这 Balaram 就是这么的重要，它是我们这个 Guru Tattva 的源头。
And without Guru, it's not possible to become free from material entanglement.
没有 Guru 的仁慈，我们是不可能摆脱物质束缚的。
So now we understand that mercy that comes through Guru is not ordinary mercy. It's coming from Balaram.
因为现在我们要是一切可以理解，那个来自于 Guru 的仁慈，其实不是普通的仁慈，那是来自于主 Balaram 的仁慈。
That strength that we receive from the spiritual master to conquer our material attachment, that strength, that bala is coming from Balaram.
而我们能够用以去斩断物质依附的这种力量，就来自于主 Balaram。
Without that bala, that strength, it's impossible to overcome our material attachments.
没有这种巴拉，也就是说没有这种力量的话，我们是不可能斩掉我们的物质依附的。
So we need Balarama's mercy.
所以呢，我们需要主 Balaram 的仁慈。
And Balarama's mercy becomes available when we please our spiritual masters.
而当我们去学自己灵性导师呢， Balaram 的仁慈就会给我们。
We get the strength to overcome our material attachment, to achieve devotion to Krishna and become happy.
我们就能够摆脱我们的物质依附，去取悦服务 Krishna， 并且变得快乐。
It's actually very simple.
其实这很简单。
We just need to please Guru.
我们只是需要去取悦 Guru.
We please Guru, and automatically Balaram is pleased, and Balaram is pleased, Krishna is pleased.
那么当我们这样去取悦 Guru， 那主 Balaram 或者 Krishna 自动就被取悦了。
We don't achieve perfection. We don't become free from material entanglement by philosophical speculation or by austerities or penances or this and that. The only process that allows us to become free from all our material problems is the satisfaction of Guru.
Sorry, I got lost.
We don't become free from material entanglement by philosophical speculation.
我们不可能通过哲学的推敲来摆脱物质的束缚
or by austerities
也不可能通过苦行来摆脱、
by fastings and vows
戒食啊誓言啊这都是不可能的
or by studying many books
也不可能通过去研习很多的书籍而达到
No, what makes us free from material attachments is our capacity of pleasing Guru
让我们摆脱物质依附的方法就是通过去取悦 Guru 的这种力量。
Because if you please Guru, then Balaram is pleased, and Balaram is pleased, Krishna is pleased.
因为当我们取悦了 Guru, Balaram 就被取悦了，取悦了 Balaram, 那 Krishna 就被取悦了。
And for Krishna to remove our material attachment is just a snap of the fingers.
对于 Krishna 来说，要摆脱我们，要去除掉我们的这个物质依附，就好像打一个响指一样简单。
It's nothing for Krishna.
这简直就是不费吹灰之力，他就能做到。
Because for Krishna controls material energy.
因为 Krishna 控制着物质力量，物质能量。
Material energy is Krishna's maid servant.
物质能量是 Krishna 主要的仆人。
So if we succeed in pleasing Guru and Krishna is pleased, then to be removed, to be under the, away from the control of material energy is very simple as snapping the fingers.
So, if we succeed in pleasing Guru, then to be removed, to be under the away from the control of material energy is very
simple as snapping the fingers.
So, this is a process of bhakti.
Not by austerities, not by penances or...philosophical understandings and all the speculation. It does not work. Sometimes you see people are very simple, you know, no material education, no much material capacity, but because they have a wonderful attitude of service to Guru, they can achieve so many wonderful things.
有时候我们看到有些人是那么的单纯，他们是没有受过很多的教育，但是呢，就是因为他们不断的服务去取悦了 Guru， 然后他们就能够轻易的就能达到奉献服务的目标。
But we have to know how to please Guru.
但是呢，我们必须知道如何取悦 Guru.
And pleasing Guru is not to make him a nice smile.
取悦 Guru 不是说就给他一个很大很好的微笑。
Make a nice smile and the Guru becomes pleased.
然后你给他好好的笑一笑，然后就被取悦了，不是这样。
And pleasing Guru means to satisfy, to follow his instructions.
取悦 Guru 呢，就意味着去追随他的训示。
And what is the most important instruction given by Guru?
那么 Guru 给我们最重要的训示是什么呢？
To always chant Hare Krishna.
就是要永远一直唱诵 Hare Krishna.
At least 16 rounds of japa mala.
至少每天我们要念个16圈。
But the instruction is to always chant Hare Krishna.
但他的训示就是一直唱诵 Hare Krishna.
So if you do that, you certainly become Krishna conscious and will overcome all our material attachments and miseries.
这样去做的话，我们就能变得具有 Krishna 知觉，并且能够征服、克服所谓的物质的痛苦。
So we need strength. In order to do that, to be enthusiastic, to be determined, we need strength. And that strength comes from getting the mercy of Guru.
那么要保持我们的这种灵性的热情和这个决心呢，我们就需要从主巴拉让我们得到力量。
And that strength comes as soon as we decide, yes, I have to fulfill the instructions of my Guru and I have to do it nicely.
一旦我们下定决心，我要去取悦 Guru， 而且我要很好的去做的话，那么这个力量就来了。
Immediately we take that decision, Balaram will give us the strength to overcome all the impediments, all the obstacles.
我们一旦下定了这样的决心，主 Balaram 就会给予我们这种力量去克服所有的痛苦、困难和障碍。
So Balaram is a very important personality in our existence.
所以呢，主巴拉让我们在我们的这种存在当中是一个非常重要的人物。
Shri Balaram ki jai. Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Any question or comments?
大家有没有什么问题或者评论？那刚刚萨西哥爸爸不就问，他说曾经有一个人发了一封信发给很多的人，问这个问题说灵性导师是永不堕落的。那么我们怎么看待 ISKCON 里面有很看到很多门guru 堕落了这个问题 ？So his question is mainly is like with reading the scripture that the guru or spiritual master never falls down. Then how come it is happening all the time in ISKCON?
Means they're not qualified spiritual masters. That's why they fall down.
这就意味着他们不是具备 并不具备作为灵性导师的资格，所以他们就堕落了。
There are three different types of spiritual master.
一共有三种灵性导师。
One can be a Kanista devotee and be a spiritual master. A neophyte devotee can be a spiritual master.
一种呢就是一种初期奉献者也可以做灵性导师。
Or a Madhyamadhikari, middle advanced devotee.
还有一种呢是 Madhyamadhikari, 就是说中等奉献者。
Or a Uttamadhikari, the topmost devotee.
就是一流的奉献者。
So they all these three types of devotees can act as spiritual masters.
所以呢，这三种奉献者都可以做灵性导师。
But only the topmost devotee is sure of never failing.
但是呢，只有这种一流的奉献者，他才肯定是不会堕落。
For the others, there is a risk of falling down.
对于其他的两种来说，他们都有堕落的危险。
So that's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says.That if unfortunately first we have taken a spiritual master who was not the most qualified Vaishnava and he fell down, then after that immediately you should take shelter of the topmost devotee Vaishnava as our spiritual master.
所以呢，这个巴提西丹特萨沙利塔会曾经说过，如果我们不幸的接受了一位不具备资格的灵性导师的话，那么我们应该立即去托庇一个一流的灵性导师。
But the falling down of spiritual master has existed in the past because, just translate that.
但是就是这种灵性导师堕落这个情况，以前就都存在。
Because at the time of Lord Chaitanya, one of his associates, he wrote a book dealing with this problem, how the disciples should deal with the spiritual master who falls down.
因为其实在主持参加马哈婆们那个时代，他已经有一个门徒写了这样一本书，就是如何去处理，如何面对灵性导师堕落这个情况。
Means that problem was already existent at that time.
这就意味着这个问题在当时就已经存在了。
So the main thing is that if happens that the spiritual master falls down and he cannot continue to serve or to train his disciples properly because he does not give a good example, then the disciple should take immediate shelter from a topmost Vaishnava Acharya.
那么这就意味着，如果一个灵性导师他已经堕落，他已经没办法正恰当的去指导他的门徒，那门徒就应该立即去托庇一位具备资格的 Acharya。
This does not mean that he should disrespect the guru who fell down.
这并不意味着他就可以不去尊重那位堕落的 guru 了。
Actually, it is advised that the disciple helps the guru is in a fallen situation.
事实上呢，经典是建议门徒应该去帮助这位堕落状态的 guru。
But it should take more.Shelter of a more qualified Vaishnava devotee as a spiritual master.
但是他应该去托庇一位更具备资格的高级的奉献者作为灵性导师。
That's why we mentioned long before when we discussed about problem the fallen gurus in ISKCON, we mentioned that it's very important for the disciples to always continue taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada at the same time that they take shelter of their initiating gurus.
这就是为什么说我们一方面在鼓励这些门徒，他们应该不断的一直都是要保持，就去托庇释迦牟尼佛，同时也去托庇他的 guru 启迪。
We should not expect and should not be thinking that my guru may fall down in any time, but we should at least take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, knowing that Srila Prabhupada is still available as a perfect shiksha guru who can guide us throughout life.
所以呢，我们不应该一直想着我的 guru 是随时可能堕落的。那另外一方面，我们要多多的去托庇于我们的圣帕帕，他的这种训舍教导应该一生都在指导着我们。
We don't accept the doctrine of Ritvik that says that nobody can initiate besides Prabhupada.
我们并不接受这个 Ritvik 的教义，说除了圣帕帕之外的人都不能给你启迪。
Because you don't find such concept in Prabhupada's books.
因为这个我们在圣帕帕的书籍当中从来没看到过这样的概念。
But we know that Srila Prabhupada wanted all of his disciples to become gurus.
因为我们知道圣帕帕是希望他所有的门徒都最终能够成为 guru.
To become gurus means they would give shelter to disciples.
成为 guru 就意味着去庇护他的门徒。
But Prabhupada certainly knew that some would be more qualified than others.
但是呢，帕帕肯定知道他某一些人是比另外一些人更具备资格。
Until the spiritual master fails, he can give many valuable instructions and give very good inspiration to the disciple. But after he fails, the disciple does not feel the inspiration anymore.
这个 guru 呢，在他堕落之前，他能够在很多方面去鼓舞他的门徒，但是当他堕落之后，可能就无法再去鼓舞他的门徒了。
So when he's going to get that inspiration, he should approach, he should take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, or and if he needed, he should approach a spiritual master that he feels is more qualified than the previous one.
那么应该这个时候他应该怎么办呢？首先呢，应该去托庇圣帕帕，同时呢，再去找另外一位比现这位堕落的孤乳更具备资格的、更为进步的孤乳。
But the fact is, if any disciple keeps taking shelter of Prabhupada as the same way as he takes shelter of his initiating spiritual master, in case the initiating spiritual master fails, the disciple has always a shelter.
但是呢，就是如果一个奉献者，他总是托庇圣帕普帕，就像托庇他自己的领导是一样。这样嘛，即便他的自己的领导是已经堕落，他其实仍然一直都获得了，一直有着圣帕帕的庇护。
He will feel always protected in his spiritual life.
他会在自己的灵修生活当中一直感到是受到保护的。
And if it's necessary and he feels inspired by somebody that is more qualified in his previous spiritual master, he can take shelter of him later on.
而且呢，如果他已经在这个找到了一位比他灵引导师更具备资格的人的话，那么他可以去托庇他的。
It's the responsibility of the spiritual master to always behave in such a way that he's always the source of inspiration to the disciple.
灵性导师他有这样一个责任，要一直以一种非常恰当的方式去行为，这样才能够确保他能不断的鼓舞他的门徒。
If the spiritual master misbehave, he cannot be a spiritual master anymore. He's not a representative of Balaram.
如果一个灵性导师他错误的行为的话，他就不能够再继续去恰当的代表住 Balaram.
To be a representative of Balaram is a very serious thing.
你要去代表主 Balaram 的，那这是一件很严肃的事情。
A guru has to be without any fault in his position of a guru.
Guru 他处在这样一个位置，他是不应该有错误的。
If commit fault, how can he be a representative of guru?
如果你已经犯错误了，你怎么能代表作为 guru 呢？
Balaram, how can he be a representative of Balaram?
你怎么能代表 Balaram 呢？
Of course, if a guru falls down, does not mean he is not a devotee anymore.
当然了，一个孤独堕落并不意味着他就不是奉献者了。
He can become a devotee and he can become a perfect devotee and go back to Krishna in this lifetime.
他仍然可以成为主 Krishna 一个非常好的奉献者，并且在今生结束就回归灵性世界。
But if he does not inspire the disciple because of his mistakes, how can he act as a guru?
但是如果他没办法，他已经犯下错误，不能再去鼓舞门徒了，那怎么还能够继续作为guru呢？
Is the major responsibility of the guru is to inspire the disciple by his conduct.
因为作为一个 guru, 他最主要的服务就是通过自己的行为去鼓舞他的门徒。
Because the disciple requires that. The disciple requires inspiration.
因为门徒是需要受到鼓舞的。
That's Bala, that's Krishna, Balarama's strength that comes through guru.
Balarama 的力量就是已经通过 guru 而来，就是通过 guru 而来的。
So it does not mean that because some spiritual master fail in their duties, that the whole system is wrong. No, the system is there. The thing is that there are the three types of gurus.
这并不意味着如果某一个 guru 堕落了，这个制度体系本身就是错的。这个体系一直是正确的。
Every disciple expects that his guru is the most qualified.
每一个门徒都是其指望着自己的 guru 是最有资格的。
But he may not.
但是呢，他有可能不是这样。
And happens sometimes that he is not.
有的时候也，我们也已经发生有这样的事情发生，这个 guru 就是不是这样。
They try their best, they may try their best, but because they still have many material attachments, they fail.
他们也在非常的努力，但是由于他们的物质依附，他们还是失败了。
But whatever they have done to help their disciples, that remains.
但是呢 what remains?
Whatever good they have done to their disciples, that should remain in the life of a disciple.
他为自己的门徒所从事的做过的所有的好事情，仍然会继续存在。
And the disciples should remain eternally grateful for that help.
而这个门徒呢，也应该有一直保持着他的咕噜，因为咕噜对他曾经为他做出过帮助而感激他。
It's for the disciple is very unfortunate that the spiritual master cannot continue to guide him properly.
就不是说这个灵性导师他。Oh my God, sorry.
For the disciple should always feel grateful to the spiritual master, even though at one time the spiritual master failed in giving him the proper inspiration.
即便这个咕噜他有的时候他就是错误的做了一些错事，但是这个门徒应该为他咕噜曾经为他做出这个帮助，一直保持感激。
But if at present he is not feeling any more inspired by him, then he has the right to find somebody who inspired him better.
但是呢，如果现在他已经没办法从他那获得鼓舞了的话，那么他就有这个权利去另求庇护，另求鼓舞。
Of course, the disciple also has to be qualified.
当然了，这个门徒也应该有资格。
He's not just a disciple who thinks that everything depends on the guru.
并不是说他是门徒，然后一切都完全取决于咕噜。
The disciple has to be honest and sincere also.
门徒也应该非常的诚实和真诚。
Because even if you're not honest and sincere, you can have the best spiritual master and you can fail.
因为如果我们不够真诚的话，我们就没法得到最好的咕噜，我们也可能会失败，导致失败。
So,It's obvious that some of the spiritual masters who took that some of the devotees who took the responsibility of becoming spiritual master, they didn't have the highest qualification. The reason why they fell down.
就是也有一些就是门徒，他们不是非常的有那个很好，然后但他们接受了一些个就是不是很具备资格的灵性导师，然后他们就堕落了。
But does that not mean that whatever they did good for the spiritual master is going to be forgotten? Whatever good they did will be always there.
For the spiritual master.
Whatever the spiritual master had done for the disciples, that will remain. Whatever good he had done.
但是呢，这个灵性导师无论为他们的门徒做出过任何的帮助，这种帮助会一直存在。
And the disciples should remain grateful for that.
而且呢，这个门徒也应该因此而对他的咕噜一直保持感激之情。
That's why when the guru falls down, the disciple should try to help him.
这就是为什么说当咕噜堕落的时候，门徒应该努力的去试图去帮助他。
To help him means to help him to become situated again nicely in devotional service, but does not mean that he's forced to continue to accept him as a spiritual master because he might not be inspired anymore by him.
帮助他的意思呢，就是帮助这个灵性导师重新回到这个好的恰当的位置，但这并不意味着他如果这个门徒他已经不再受到这个咕噜的鼓舞的话，这并不意味着我们就应该强迫他继续去做留在他的庇护之下。
We should not be sentimentalists.
我不应该成为感情用事者。
You have to understand if the person is not qualified to inspire us anymore, then we have to go to continue with our spiritual life and take shelter elsewhere.
我们应该知道，如果我们不再在我们的原来的这个咕噜在他的之下不再受到鼓舞的话，我们就应该另求庇护。
So Srila Prabhupada recommends that we take shelter from the most qualified Vaishnava.
所以呢，Srila Prabhupada他推荐我们应该脱避于具备资格的咕噜。
So, as Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura says, that if a person loses his guru because he was not the most qualified, then immediately he should take shelter of the topmost Vaishnava as his guru, as to find somebody. So at least we have Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada keeps still acting as our eternal spiritual master and is the topmost certainly the topmost Vaishnava.
所以呢，就像巴提西丹塔萨索里塔库尔推荐的，如果我们的灵性导师堕落了，那我们就应该去托庇一个一流的灵性导师，托庇他，就好至少我们现在还有圣帕巴，他的这个训示，他的这个教导，他的这个地位是永远都是保一流的。
Srila Prabhupada still remains as our eternal guide through the instructions in his books.
Srila Prabhupada 通过他的书籍这种给我们的训示，一直是作为我们的指导。
And Srila Prabhupada is an inspiration for all of us because of his perfect conduct.
而且呢 Srila Prabhupada 一直是我们永恒的灵感或者鼓舞的源泉。
So he remains always a perfect shelter for everybody in this society.
所以呢 Srila Prabhupada 一直是这个社团当中每一个奉献者的永恒的庇护。
So as long as we are at least connected with Srila Prabhupada, we are certainly connected with Balaram.
所以呢，只要我们还继续和圣帕帕保持联系，那我们也一直是和巴拉拉姆也保持连接的。
And if our gurus are in good standing, our gurus are very pure, then we are through them we are connected with Balaram.
如果我们找到了一个更具备资格或者更加杰出的灵性导师的话，我们就可以通过他们去跟巴拉拉姆保持连接。
The main thing is that we have to be connected to Balarama to receive that spiritual strength to overcome our material desires.
最主要的就是我们必须得到主巴拉拉姆的这种仁慈，去得到或者这种灵性的力量，去克服我们的物质依附。
Okay, other question.
原文可以理解巴拉拉姆就是主 Krishna 吗 ？Can we understand Lord Balarama as Lord Krishna?
Yeah, it's Balarama's manifestation. Balarama is an expansion of Krishna. He may manifest certain differences.
Balarama is Krishna's 的一个展示，他可能有不同的展示。
Krishna's one. Krishna expands in different expansions and incarnations. He manifests different moods.
那么 ，Krishna 在他不同的扩展或者化身当中，他会展示他不同的心态。
Sometimes Balarama did things that were not pleasing to Krishna, or Krishna did things that were not directly pleased to Balaram, but this is past times.
有的时候我们会看到这个巴拉拉没有去取悦 Krishna, 或者说 Krishna 也没有直接的很明显的去取悦 Balaram, 但这些其实都是逍遥时光。
We should not think that they are so different that they don't like each other or they do something that displeases each other. It's just,
我们不要想着，哎呀，他们互相不喜欢，所以呢，他们就不满意对方，这都是逍遥时光，没有这样的事情。
Is the same personality, but in different moods.
他们是同一个人物，但是在不同的心态。
Okay, next question.
Yogita Sharma would do Lord Krishna and Balaram think alike? Their thoughts are frequently different.Like Balarama wanted to marry his father to Duryodhana, whereas Krishna was glad with her being with Arjuna. 他说的问题呢，是不是 Krishna 和 Balarama 想的是不是一样？因为他们有的时候的想法好像完全不一样。比如说 Balarama 想把 Subhadra 嫁给 Duryodhana， Krishna 却很高兴把她嫁给这个 Arjuna。
Yeah, that's what we said before.Things may be done different, but just Krishna acting in different ways, into different positions.
这就是我们刚刚才讲的，就是都是 Krishna， 他也是在一个不同的方式的行为。
We are Krishna's parts and parcels.
我们都是 Krishna 的所属部分。
But we all have different characteristics.
但是呢，每个人都有不同的个性。
But we have things that we have in common. We are all spiritual souls. We are all eternal servants of Krishna.
但同时呢，我们也有很多的共同，也有共同点，比如说我们都是永恒的灵魂，我们都是 Krishna 的仆人。
We have Krishna's qualities.
我们都拥有 Krishna 的品质。
But at the same time, we keep our individuality.
但有时的时候呢，我们又保持自己的个体性。
So the Krishna's expansions keep their own individuality.
所以 Krishna 的扩展也会保持他们的个体性。
Even though they are non-different from Krishna, they have their own individuality.
即便他们和 Krishna 没有区别，他们仍然有自己的个体性。
it's not an identical replica.
并不是说一个复制品，它不是这样。
Identical replica is when Krishna manifests many forms to be with the gopis, dancing with the gopis. That's the identical replica.
我们讲的这种完全的复制品，这就好像 Krishna 把自己扩展去跟每一个牧牛姑娘跳舞一样，那就是复制。
Otherwise, when he manifests different expansions, they manifest their own individuality, even though this is the same personality as Krishna.
否则的话呢 ，Krishna 也是可以，虽然做一个同一个个体，他仍然可以不同的心态去扩展自己，展示为不同的心态。
Like we all came from the same origin, but we have all our individualities, our only likes and dislikings.
就好像我们一样，我们都是来自于 Krishna 的，但是呢，我们又有各自的喜好，都不一样。
Krishna likes to eat chikus, fruit chiku.
Krishna 喜欢这个叫 chiku 的这个水果。
And Sri Chaitanya is also Krishna, and he prefers to eat bananas.
但是 Sri Chaitanya 虽然说他也是 Krishna, 但是他呢就更喜欢这个香蕉。
They manifest different likings, but it's all the same personality.
所以呢，他们可能展示不同的喜好，但是还是同一个人。
Of course, this is not so easy to understand, and this we can give some example, but it's not such an easy thing to understand.
当然了，我们也可以举例，但是呢，这个本身不是那么容易理解。
But certainly, they manifest different individualities.
但是他们的确是完全是可以展示不同的个体的。
Different personality.
有不同的人物。
Balarama always acting as a servant.
Balarama 是作为他的仆人那样去行为。
He is Krishna.
他是就是 Krishna.
But he likes to be in the mood of a servant.
但是他喜欢处在仆人的心态之中。
Next question.
Lord Krishna comes from Vasudeva and Balarama from some Krishna.Why some Krishna? Does that mean they come from expansions in that form?
They come from expansions. I don't know what that means. I don't know what she says about some Krishna. I don't know what that.
Balaram 从 some Krishna 来
No, Lord Krishna does not come. From Lord Krishna comes Vasudeva. From Lord Balarama comes Shankarshana, not the other way.
Yes.
Not Krishna, from Krishna comes Vasudeva, and from Balaram comes Shankarshan.
Yeah. So, 他说从 Krishna 那儿 ，Vasudeva 来自 Krishna， Shankarshan 来自 Balaram。那么这是不是意味着 ，you come from expansions that form？ I don't know what's the question here.
No, because she made it wrong. She understood it wrong. Krishna is not coming from Vasudeva. Vasudeva is coming from Krishna.
You give her some...
She misunderstood.
Yeah, 你这个问题这个理解错了。Shall we move on to the next one?
Yes.
嘉耀问，请问我看到过有一个叫巴拉蒙尼家的。是属于 Balarama 的传系吗？ He says she has read something, I don't know what is Balarama yoga. She's asking if that belongs to Balarama's disciplic succession.
Who is that?
I don't know, Jaya.
What is Bala yoga?
Bala.
I don't know.
不知道你做错。
I don't know what.
Yeah, but we don't have a Balarama disciplic succession.
No, I don't know. I don't know this group, so I don't know how to speak of it. But I don't believe it's correct.
Yeah, do we have a Balarama disciplic succession? I don't think so.
We are in a Balarama disciplic succession. Is our original guru?When you say that our Sampradaya originally starts from Krishna, means Balarama. Balarama is the first guru.
Okay.
but still this is the Lord Brahma.
Yes, and the knowledge given to Lord Brahma is the knowledge given by Mahavishnu, and that's Balarama.
Yeah.
It's all Balarama. Ultimately, it's Krishna, of course, because Krishna is the source of everything.
Then that means Lord Balaram, this Balaram distribution means the form, all the four distributions.
Yes, they all come. All the knowledge comes from Balaram. All the four Vaishnava Sampradayas come from Balaram.
This is confusion,
anyway. Yeah, Balaram is not different from Krishna.
Yeah,
but Balarama is the expansion of Krishna that acts as spiritual master. Means he is the first spiritual master for every sampradaya. We always say Krishna because Balarama is not different from Krishna. But it's Krishna in the form of Balarama that acts as the original spiritual master.
So if
this Bala Yoga thing is not connected with any one of the four Sampradayas, means it's not coming from Balarama.
所以呢，你说的这个什么巴拉蒙瑜伽，如果跟这个任何四条使徒传系都没有连接的话，那它就不是来自于主巴拉拉。Next one.
Yes.
巴拉拉是 Krishna 的扩展，为什么是显现为 Krishna 的哥哥而不是弟弟？即怎么显现在 Krishna 之前？Mary is asking, Balarama is Krishna's expansion. So why he appeared as Krishna's elder brother instead of younger brother? Why did he come before Krishna?
Yeah, in previous appearances, Balaram appeared as younger.
在之前呢，其实巴拉拉姆是他的弟弟.
Like when Lord Krishna came as Rama. Balarama came as his younger brother Lakshman.
就好像 Krishna 作为主 Rama 来的时候， Balarama 就作为他的弟弟，就是 Lakshman 来。
But he considered that because he was a younger brother, Krishna would never listen to him.
但是呢，他后来他就想呢，因为他就是弟弟，所以那个主 Rama 从来都不听他的。
So he decided to appear as Balarama, elder than Krishna.
所以他就决定作为主 Balarama 就是 Krishna 的哥哥来了。
But it's coming before or coming after is the same. Their mood is always the same. They like to serve Krishna.
到底是在Krishna之前来也好，之后来也好，都是一样的，都是 Krishna 的，都是一种服务 Krishna 的心态。
So sometimes he comes as younger, sometimes as coming as the elder.
有的时候呢，他是作为哥哥，有的是作为弟弟而来。
Yes.
张艺林问：我现在还没有guru，我该如何接近guru，了解guru，并很好的服务guru？ So I don't have a guru yet. So how should I approach guru? How to understand him and serve him well?
So first, we should take shelter of Srila Prabhupada and try to understand Srila Prabhupada's instructions in his books.
首先我们应该是了解圣帕布巴，并且通过圣帕布巴的书籍去理解它。
Because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that you became attracted to Krishna consciousness.
又是因为圣帕布巴的仁慈，我们才被 Krishna 直觉所吸引。
So by studying Srila Prabhupada's books, you can understand Srila Prabhupada's instruction and try to fulfill them.
所以呢，如果我们不够吸取圣帕布巴书籍的话，我们就不可能去了解它的这个。 给我们的信使，也就不可能去实现他的这个信使。Chant 16 rounds.
应该念诵16圈。 Follow the four regulative principles.
遵守四项规范原则。
Associate with devotees.
跟奉献者联谊。
And pray to Srila Prabhupada to put you in contact with a very qualified spiritual master.
而且呢，我们要向圣帕巴祈祷，祈求他让我们去和一个非常具备资格的灵性导师相连接。
And Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, they can make that arrangement. If you are sincere and honest, they will put you in contact with a very qualified spiritual master.
那如果我们非常的真诚和诚实的话，那是啊，舍勒帕布瓦和 Krishna 都会安排让我们去和一位具备之资格的灵性导师相连接。
But you also have to become qualified.
但是呢，我们也应该具备资格。
Chant nicely the holy names, study the books, associate nicely with the devotees, to serve them.
我们要很好的去唱诵十六圈，很好的研习我们的经典，很好的跟奉献者联谊，去服务奉献者。
Develop a very nice service of attitude, a very nice, and be honest, be sincere, and by the mercy of Prabhupada and Krishna, you can receive a very, very qualified spiritual master.
而且呢，我们要培养起一种很好的服务的心态，去许愿圣朋友，这样呢，他们最终就能够给我们安排这样一个具备资格的灵性导师。
Next question.
Lord Krishna.凡是具有 Swami 头衔的灵性导师是纯粹的奉献者吗？ He says, do all the spiritual masters ended with Swami? Are they pure devotees?
No, Swami is a title that is given to a person who has renounced family life, renounced material connections.
Swami 呢是给那些已经弃绝了家庭、弃绝了物质的联系的这个人的一个。
Means he has renounced attachment to material life.
这个意思呢是说他已经弃绝了对物质生活的依附。
Swami, the name Swami means master.
Swami, 他的意思是主人。
Master means master of the senses, master of his mind.
主人的意思就是他是主人，他的心意和感官的主人。
Means.To be master of the senses, master of the mind means that he engages the senses and mind in Krishna's service.
作为感官和心意的主人，就意味着他用自己的感官和心意去服务 Krishna.
So to be a Swami does not mean automatically to be a pure devotee.
成了 Swami 并不意味着他自动就成了一个纯粹奉献者。
He may be a Swami and still working on his material attachment, not be perfect yet.
他即便是已经是一个 Swami， 但是有可能他还在去努力的在去改，就是说改进自己这种物质依附，可能还没有达到。
But at least already has taken a vow to achieve that material detachment.
但是呢，至少他已经发下誓言，要准备去达到这样一种对物质世界的弃绝了。
It's not a question of changing dress and adopting a name with Swami and Goswami in the end.
这并不是说他已经改变了这个衣服，然后的名字后面加上了一个 Swami 或者 Goswami 就结束什么就完全好了。
I have seen devotees who are still they are not Swamis, they are not sannyasis, but they are very renounced, very detached.
我看到有些奉献者虽然他们还不是 Swami 也不是 Sannyasi 但是他们已经非常的弃绝
So this is a title is given to those who have taken the ashram of Sannyasi after having taken care of their families nice they get growing old and the families are already taking care of themselves then they can leave the family and travel and become very detached from material life. Then the title is given Swami or Goswami.
所以呢，如果一个人他已经很好的照顾了，完成了家庭的职责，然后已经这个家人也有很好得到了很好的照顾，然后他准备放弃这个家庭，完全就是说准备去完全脱离从灵性从事灵性的活动，这样斩断这个物质依附，那么这个时候他就得到一个 Swami 的名衔，做了 Sannyasi。
But that's not mean that he's automatically a pure devotee.
但这并不意味着他们自动就成了一个纯粹奉献者。
But yes, yes, facilities to become a pure devotee.
但是呢，他的 facility.
He has the facility because he's already free from family entanglement and all that, so he has more facility to become more attached to Krishna.
但是呢，因为他已经放弃了家庭、自己物质依附等等，所以呢，这。就是也成为一个纯粹的，逐渐的成为一个纯粹奉献者。
But Swami or Goswami is not synonymous with pure devotee.
但是呢，这个 Swami 或者 Goswami 并不是纯粹奉献者的同义词。
There are many Swamis in India. They will ever become pure devotees. There are Mayavadi Sannyasis. They are also Swamis.
在印度有很多的 Mayavadi Sannyasis， 他们也是 Swami， 但他们永远也做不了成就印度。
They are also maybe very detached from material life.
他们可能也很弃绝物质生活。
But they have no pure devotion for Krishna.
但是他们并没有获得对 Krishna 的纯粹奉爱。
Next question.
我问到丽拉问主巴拉拉们在文达文森林和牧牛姑娘跳舞后要求仰慕娜和靠近但被拒绝因此非常 愤怒地责骂她并威胁她如何理解主的这段逍遥 See, after Lord Balaram danced with the gopis in Vrindavan and he requested Yamuna River to approach him or something.And he was refused, so he became very angry and started to threaten her. So how to understand this pastime?
Yeah, showing that Balaram is in control of everything. And if somebody like Yamuna will not refuse to serve Balaram, then Balaram can threaten her because he's in control, he's the master.
那因为主巴拉让他是控制者，他是主人，所以呢，他如果去命令这个亚穆纳河的，那就不遵守他的命令的话，是可以展示他的愤怒去威胁他的，因为他就是控制者，主人。
Yamuna is supposed to be serving the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram.
亚穆纳他是应该去服务主 Krishna 和 Balaram 的逍遥的。
So Balarama wanted to be cooled down by the waves of the Yamuna. Yamuna didn't want to come, so then Balarama decided to.Split her with his plow.
So, in that, because this Balaram wants to use this Ji Yamuna River to let her cool down, but this Yamuna River refuses to let her, so he decided to use this rope to threaten her.
Means it show, of course, that's this is just a pastime.
But this is just a pastime.
But shows us that we have to be always obedient to Guru.
但是呢，这个给我们展示，就是我们要学到的，就是我们应该总是去遵守我们的 guru。
We are the guru's property。
因为我们是 guru 的财产。
We are meant for the guru's service。
我们就应该去服务 guru 的。
So, if you don't serve the guru, then the guru can become very very dissatisfied。
如果不服务 guru 的话，这个 guru 可能会很不满足。
And if the Guru is dissatisfied, then we cannot receive Krishna's mercy.
如果 Guru 不满足的话，那我们也就不能得，没法得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
This is the last one?
No. It's a few more. Five more. Lord Krishna 问，请问凡是啊，这个已经有了。纯粹的奉献者是一定不会堕落吗？那么文殊怎么样去帮助自己已经堕落的灵性导师 ？Is a continuation of the previous one. First is the Swami one. Is this you say spiritual master ended with Swami the pure devotee and then so is it that pure devotee will never fall down again? And then how would the disciples help their fallen spiritual master?
If it's a pure, there are different types of pure devotees.
纯粹奉献者有不同的种类。
Srila Prabhupada considered all his disciples as pure devotees.
圣帕帕认为他所谓的门徒都是纯粹奉献者。
But that does not mean that all his disciples were perfect devotees.
但是并不意味着他们的门所谓的门徒都已经是纯粹奉献者了。
He considered them pure devotees because they all follow the process of pure devotional service.
He 之所以认为他们都是纯粹奉献者，是因为他们都在追随这个纯粹奉献服务的这个程序。
So you may not be yet perfect, but because you are sincerely following the process of pure devotion, then you may be considered a pure devotee.
所以呢，即便他还没有达到完美，但是因为他在非常真诚的去。遵守这个纯粹奉献服务的程序，所以呢，他仍然可以被视为是纯粹奉献者。
But to attain real pure devotion for Krishna, become a perfect devotee, that's very rare.
但是你要达到真正的对 Krishna 纯粹的奉爱的话，要做这样的纯粹奉献者，那是非常罕有的。
then we use the word unalloyed pure devotee, means without any tinge of material attachment.
所以呢，我们才有这样一个说法，就叫做没有任何不带任何物质依附的奉献，纯粹奉献服务。
纯粹的奉献者是 ，Does the pure devotee should never fall down? This is the question.
Sorry, you repeat, please.
Will the pure devotees never fall down?
Can't fall down if they are not perfect devotees yet.
所以呢，这个即便这个纯粹奉献，如果他还没达到完美的，他仍然是可能堕落的。
That's why so many fall down, because they're not completely perfect, so then there's always a risk of becoming contaminated by material energy.
这就是为什么我们还是看到这么多堕落的现象，因为他们没有达到完美，所以呢，这种堕落的危险依然存在。
But even though we fall, even though the devotees fall down, if once they correct their mistake, they are immediately reinstated in their original and their previous position and make continue making advancement.
但是呢，一旦他从这个堕落的境况当中，纠正了过来，那么他就可以恢复先前的位置，并且继续取得灵修进步。
So this is the advantage of the path of devotion.
这就是奉爱之徒的优势。
Because even if a person, you know, while practicing falls down, he can always come back to the same position if he just repents and asks forgiveness for any mistakes and he continues to do service. Immediately he can reinstate himself in the same position as previous and continue making progress.
那么一个奉献他堕落之后是如果他诚信的忏悔并且纠正自己的行为，那么就可以恢复到以前的地位，继续去从事奉献服务。
Does that mean, can I ask
a small question?
Yes.
Does that mean if a spiritual master fell down and he was requested to stop initiation, but then he, after some time, he can continue to initiate devotees, disciples?
Not forcibly, may not, depends on the system the society is serving in. I don't think in our society he can initiate again, because we never have these cases.
我刚刚呢就问了一下，这是不是意味着一个guru他如果过了一段之后，他堕了之后过了一段时间，他也可以恢复他的原来的位置，就继续启迪门徒的？他说应该不会，因为在我们这个社团当中还没出现过这样的情况。
But it does not mean he cannot act as a shiksha guru.
但这并不意味着他也不能再做训士导师。
But because he failed in his position as diksha guru, then usually they don't give him this service again, because it's a very 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 exalted service, so he may not be given this service again. At least until so far, that never happened.
就说因为通常情况下，因为他们就是从这个位置上掉下去了，那么通常因为这个启迪门就是一个非常非常高的地位，所以呢这个社团就是至少到现在为止他们还没有出现过这样让他继续就让一个堕落的过之后再继续启迪的这种情况。
There's no impediment for the devotee to make progress in spiritual life and become a perfect devotee in his lifetime. Nothing can prevent him from doing that.
这没有什么可以让奉献者就是不再取得灵修进步了，就是他会继续进步的。
Ultimately, what he is supposed to become is a perfect servant of Krishna. That's all. This is his main thing. Guru or not guru that's not the issue. The issue is that he should become a perfect devotee of Krishna and go back to Krishna.
总体说来，这个关键的不是他是不是在做guru，最终的是能够最终回的达到对 Krishna 准确的爱，并且回到 Krishna 身边，这是最重要的。
Because anybody's eternal position is to be an eternal servant of Krishna.
因为任何一个人最终的目标就是要去成为 Krishna 永恒的仆人，他这是他的
永恒的位置。Guru or not guru, everybody has to be a perfect servant of Krishna and go back to Krishna.
不管是 guru 也好，不是 guru 也好，他终极都必须成为 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者，并且回到他的身边。
So for those devotees who take the responsibility to act on behalf of Krishna, for them is expected that the highest highest behavior, the highest conduct, because this is a very, very, very responsible position on behalf of Krishna.
因为所以，那么对于那些要作为一个 Krishna 的代表，作为 Guru 这样一个服务呢，是一个非常非常崇高的位置，因为他们要恰当的去代表 Krishna。
Yes, it's a very serious situation.
因为这是一个非常严肃的事情情况。
That's why we cannot allow any faults in a behavior. We cannot allow in a behavior of a person who is acting as initiating spiritual master.
这就是为什么说我们不允许在任何的企及灵性导师身上发现任何的错误。
He's a representative of Krishna.
因为他是 Krishna 的一个代表。
How can a representative of Krishna sometimes is okay, sometimes he falls down and then he's okay and then fall? Cannot be like that.
你不能说这个人一会儿好，然后一会儿堕落了，然后堕落之后再好，然后再堕落，这个不能这样子。
Yeah. He did one time, he could not make it properly, and then okay.We can become perfect devotees still, but we should not act in that position because it's very, 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 very responsible position and he failed.
如果你可以做一次孤儿，然后之后如果你犯了错，不能再继续做，现在就不能再做。你还仍然可以，之后你仍然可以继续取得灵修进步，但是呢，以前的那个孤儿的位置，因为这是一个很非常重要的、很崇高的一个位置，那你是不能再继续下去了。
Otherwise, the whole system become a joke.
否则的话，这整个体系就成了一个玩笑了。
This is a very serious thing.
这是一件非常严肃的事情。
He tried to act as Krishna's representative. He didn't make it. Okay, it's not easy. Nobody should hate him because of that. But he should not. He should just behave as humble devotee and try to perfect his life.
那么如果他曾经是 Krishna 的一个代表，但是然后他没有恰当的去代表，失败了。那么这个时候你仍然可以去取得灵修进步，但是呢，你就是全那个，就这个位置你就不用再做了。
We don't need to hate him. We should always be encouraging.
我们不需要去恨他，我们总是要去鼓励他。
At least he tried. He tried to do such an exalted service, but he failed.
至少呢，他已经非常努力的去从事这样一个崇高的服务了，但是他失败了。Next one?
Yes.
Govinda Lila 问主巴拉热哦，这个已经有过了。林晓，请问阿叔，灵性导师与门徒的书信沟通没有见过面也能有作用吗？会不会放弃笨的门徒？So he said, if a spiritual master has some letter exchanges with the disciple without meeting each other personally, will that Will this be useful? Will this spiritual master give up on this silly or foolish disciple?
You say it again, please. I was distracted.
You say if some spiritual guru and disciple, they have had some email exchanges, but without meeting personally. So her question is this kind of exchanges useful? And will this spiritual master give up on this stupid or foolish disciple?
No, the exchanges can be by mail or email, that's okay, it's a personal exchange. But it's better that at one point in life they should meet together, it's better.
那么这个 guru, 这个通信呢是肯定是有用的，但是呢他们仍然应该总是还是应该去见面。
It's better, Srila Prabhupada accepts some disciples that had never met together.
那是的，泡泡也有一些门徒，他们从来没有见过面。
But they became very nice disciples.
但是呢，他们还是成为了非常好的门徒。
Because the most important aspect of the spiritual master is instruction, is message.
因为对于这个门咕噜来说，他最重要的就是他的给他的训示，他的传递的信息。
So his message can be conveyed by mail, by email.
所以呢，这种信息也可以通过信件来传递。
Nowadays, still many devotees are very attached to Srila Prabhupada, and they never met Prabhupada.
现在仍然还是有些人，他们从来没见过帕帕，但是他们一直保持着对帕帕深刻的依附。
Next.
现在第二个问，在《圣明如愿》书中说，一位灵性导师如果启迪了那些对圣明没有信念的人。 他会因为门徒的冒犯而堕落，偏离奉献服务，是这样吗？所以灵性导师能识别门徒唱诵圣名的真诚的信心，但仁慈是在卡利年代我们都不具备唱诵圣名的资格，所以好像有矛盾。You say if a spiritual master give initiation to, like give the holy name to some faithless person, will he fall down because of the offense of the disciple and deviate from devotional service? This is part one.
There is a danger. There is a danger on that.
这是有危险的，是有风险。
But does not mean that's the real cause why the spiritual master fall down.
但是呢，这并不意味着这就成了这个灵性导师堕落的一个真正的原因。
That offense, because he's trying to give the holy name, that offense Krishna can easily forgive.
那么，因为如果他做出这样一个冒犯呢，但是他是为了去给予圣名，所以呢，这种冒犯 Krishna 是可以原谅的。
Usually the offense that makes a person fall down or easy is the offense against other Vaishnavas.
通常情况下让一个人容易堕落的一个冒犯，那是他是指他对其他 Vaishnava 的冒犯。
Or offense against Guru.
或者说对 Guru 的冒犯。
See, so these are the most serious offenses that can make a person fall down.
这些是能够让人堕落的一些非常严重的冒犯。对灵性导师或者 对其他奉献者的冒犯，容易让。
What was the second part of the question?
So a spiritual master can tell the sincerity of the disciple who is chanting the holy name, but the mercy of the Kali Yuga is that even if they don't have the qualification to chant the holy name, I don't know, it's not a complete sentence, but maybe she's saying.We say it's the real mercy of Kali, but even if you don't have the qualification, you can still chant. So this sounds contradictory.
Anyway, in Kali Yuga, nobody is qualified.
卡利年代没有人有资格。
But still, everybody can practice the process and become perfect by the grace of Guru and Krishna.
但是呢，我们仍然可以通过得到 Guru Krishna 的这种仁慈而去唱诵。
So we should not blame Kali Yuga, we should blame ourselves because we took birth in Kali Yuga.
不要去责备卡利年代，这是我们自己的错误，所以我们才会投身在卡利年代。
It's our problem, not Kali.
这不是卡利的问题，这是我们的问题。
But still, even though in Kali Yuga, you can take shelter of Krishna by chanting the holy names.
但是呢，即便在卡利年代，我们仍然可以通过托庇 Krishna 去唱诵圣名，通过唱诵圣名去托庇 Krishna。
Okay.
Next one.
Next question, Yogita.
Gopi Krishna.
Did you check that? There was a small question of Yogita. Does that mean that Lord Balarama knows what Lord Krishna is thinking, but he wants to act differently?
Yeah. Yogita, come up.Sashikubi is giving me questions in another window.
Yeah, but you should deal with that.
Yeah. 这是不是意味着主巴拉拉玛知道 Krishna 在想想着什么，但是呢仍然想要去不跟他行为不一恰跟他的表现就是不一样的活动。
Yeah, Krishna knows what is in the mind of everybody in all his incarnations, expansion. Krishna knows everything.
Krishna 知道所有人的，包括他的扩展化身心里所想的一切。
And Balarama also knows what is in Krishna's mind.
那 Balarama 也知道 Krishna 想什么。
But sometimes it may take a little time to understand what is in Krishna's mind.
那有的时候呢，你要去理解 Krishna 心里想什么，是要花点时间才行。
So only Krishna in his original form knows exactly what's going on in everybody's mind.
所以呢，只有 Krishna 在这个 Krishna 这个形象中，他才知道每个人心中所想的一切。
What is the next question?
Gopi Krishna. Krishna promised he protects his pure devotees. Yet Prabhupada said spiritual masters suffer for his disciples committing such sinful activities. Sometimes a guru would be ill or others fall down. How to understand the protection of Krishna? Shouldn't Krishna let the unqualified disciples who don't want to follow his guru suffer their own reactions and protect the guru, understanding guru has sacrificed everything in his service?
Krishna 答应了他保护他的纯净奉献者，但是呢，圣卡巴说，临近导师会因为门徒的罪恶活动而受苦。有的时候，一个孤肉变得生病啊，或其他的人有堕落，那么怎么理解 Krishna 在保护呢？难道 Krishna 不应该让这个不具备资格的门徒，他自己不想追随孤肉，让他自己去受他的受苦吗？而并且去保护孤肉，因为他知道孤肉为了他的服务已经牺牲了一切。
Yes, the spiritual master may take on him some of the reactions of the sinful activities of his disciples.
灵性导师呢，他会接受一些门徒的罪恶行为的反应。
It's because he's taking the responsibility to accept unqualified disciples.
因为他已经承担了这个责任，去接受不具备资格的门徒。
But does not mean he falls down because of that.
那这并不意味着他就会因此而堕落。
He may experience some illness or bad dreams because of that.
通常呢，因为这个时候我们会看到这个灵性导师可能会，比如说生病啊，或者说做一些噩梦啊之类的。
But I never read that he can fall down because of that.
但是我从来没听说过因为门徒的罪恶活动孤入堕落。
The spiritual master falls down because of his own mistakes.
灵性导师堕落是因为他自己的错误，
not because of mistakes of his disciples，
而不是因为门徒的错误。
But he may undergo physical troubles like that because he's taken a responsibility for them and they don't behave nice, so he takes some of the reactions.
但是呢，他可能在躯体上会承受一些痛苦，因为他为他们付出了一些责任。
Like a mother when is raising a child has to undergo sometimes so many miseries because of the child.
这就好像一个母亲，她在养孩子的时候，她为了养大这个孩子，会承受很多的痛苦。
This is because of love.
这是因为爱。
So the spiritual master takes on this burden of love on behalf of his disciples.
所以呢，这个灵性导师其实是代表他的门徒去承受了这种爱的负担。
Does not mean that the spiritual master's devotion is going to be affected by that.
这并不意味着灵性导师的这个奉爱会因此而受到影响。
No, but physically may experience something, so the disciple, when he sees that, he says, "Oh, I have to be more careful because of my sinful activities. My spiritual master might suffer physically, and I don't want that."
但是作为一个门徒，他就应该想，我的应该更加小心的去行为了，因为。如果我行为不当的话，我的灵性导师可能会因我而受苦。
And it's also for the guru a warning that he should be careful to not accept just anyone as a disciple.
对于guru呢，这其实也是一种警告，就告诉他不要去随便接受门徒。
As a disciple should look for a qualified guru, the guru should also look for qualified disciples.
就好像门徒他是要去找一个合格的guru，那guru也应该去寻找合格的门徒。
So Krishna certainly will protect the spiritual master if he acts exemplarily.
所以呢，如果这个灵性导师他是非常典范的去行为的话，那么 Krishna 肯定会保护他的。
It's not that because he suffers some ill, some disease because of the disciples' nonsense that the Krishna will take away his protection.
并不是说因为门徒行为不当，然后孤儿曾经受了一些苦，然后 Krishna 就不保护他了，不是这样的。
Anyone is honestly, sincerely serving Krishna is always protected by Krishna.
任何人如果他非常真诚的去服务 Krishna 的话， Krishna 都会保护他。
And it will not fall down.
而且他也不会因此而堕落。
So everybody is the fall down. Everybody falls down due to his own misconduct.
任何一个人堕落，只会是因为他自己的不当行为。
Next question.
秋春丹导问，请问阿叔，灵性导师启迪灵性导师堕落了，后来又恢复了。您刚才说，在我们社团没有再一次成为启迪灵性导师的先例。Vaishnava 的历史上有没有这种再次启迪的例子？
You just mentioned if the Diksha Guru falls down and then he gets recovered, but you said in our society there's no such example of his resuming the Diksha Guru position. So there's such examples in our Vaishnava history?
No, I never found that.
没有这样的例子，没有看到。
Maybe that is there, but I never read. Nobody has ever found. Because if it was found, then in our society we'd have done the same. Because we follow the Vaishnava tradition.
但如果也有可能我没看到，但是呢，如果就是真的有的话，那我们这个社团也应该会这样去做。但是因为我们这个伊斯兰本身就是在追随我们这个 Vaishnava 的传统的。
Next question.
李晓，请问怎样理解在物质地球上是弃绝了物质依附的？因为我们是离不开物质的。How to understand to become detached from material attachment in this material world? Because we cannot live without materials.
Yeah, but we have to use our materials in the service of Krishna.
是我们是离不开，但是呢我们是要用这些物质的东西来服务 Krishna。
Starting by using your own material body in the service of Krishna。
那么就是从我们用自己这个物质身体来服务 Krishna 开始。
Everything that is in this world starting by your body is made of material energy, and material energy is Krishna's property。
我们这个物质上每个人就是从这个身体开始，我们这个身体就是由物质元素组成的。
So if you use everything in Krishna's service, we can use any materials, anything you like, but if you use in Krishna's service, then you are detached.
So, we can use any material things, we can use it to serve Krishna.
So really detachment is to use everything in Krishna's service.
The real detachment is to use everything to serve Krishna.
Material attachment means to use everything for our selfish interest.
物质依附的意思是用一切来服务我们的自私的利益。
So Bhakti Yoga means to learn how to use everything in Krishna's service.
而奉爱瑜伽就意味着如何学会应用一切的物质去服务 Krishna.
Then you become material detached.
这样呢，你物质就不依附了。
So.
Jivadasi. Next one.
Yes.
吉瓦达西问：怎样建立与 Guru 之间的深厚纯洁的父子感情 ？How to establish the pure and deep relationship like father and son between the disciple and the Guru?
Depends how dedicated you are to serve your Guru.
这取决于我们是如何完全投入的去服务 Guru。
It's not that something that we do sentimentally.
我们不是感情用事。
The relationship becomes at that level when the disciple grows up in his devotion, in his attitude of service to Guru, then the relationship can become like that.
那么如果这个 Guru 之间门徒之间他们要很深化自己的关系，那么这个就是说如果这个门徒他非常恰当非常真诚的去服务的话，那么就可能发起这样的感情。
Otherwise, if this attitude of service is not very, very deep, then the relationship should be very formal, very, very reverential.
所以呢，如果我们的这种服务的心态不是非常深刻的话，那么这种门徒和门徒孤儿之间关系可能是比较正式、比较表面的。
Otherwise, if the disciple develops an attitude of a very intimate attitude toward the spiritual master.Without being qualified, then he may fall down. He becomes because we say that what do you say? Familiarity breeds contempt. Means the person may become critical, may commit offenses.
否则的话，如果就是他们没有建立起这种深厚的服务的关系的情感的话，那么。这个门徒和这个灵性导师变得过于亲密了，那这就容易导致他堕落。也就是说，我们不有这样一句话叫做熟，因为熟悉了，然后就什么有没有这样的谚语，熟悉了，然后就关系就你就轻视他了。
And then you become, we become, we may become offensive.
然后呢，我们就有可能很容易去冒犯我们的guru。
Even though the relationship, they say sometimes that the disciple spiritual master is like the son, like a relationship of a father and his children, still it cannot, it's not the same as in the material father and child relationship.
即便有的时候我们可以说这个孤独和门徒的关系就好像父子的关系，父亲和孩子的关系一样，但是他仍然不可能像我们这种家世俗的这个亲情的这种父子的关系，还是不一样的。
Because if you mix this material attachment that we have for family, then we end by becoming disrespectful.
因为如果我们把这种情感里面夹杂了这种物质家庭的这种世俗的物质情感的话，那么这种关系最终就不会保持那种尊敬的心态。
It's a spiritual relationship.
这是一种灵性的关系。
Yes, spiritual master is like a father because he's nourishing us with devotion to Krishna.
灵性导师像一个父亲，因为他是在不断的滋养着我们对 Krishna 的奉爱。
And is guiding in all aspects of our life so that we make progress and become more attached to Krishna.
并且他在终其一生在指导我们的生活，最终让我们去依附 Krishna.
So even though the spiritual master may be concerned about the health of the disciple, about how he eats and his job, the main thing, the main concern is to make sure that the disciple is in a situation that is conducive to his spiritual life, to his devotional life.
虽然即便有的时候一个灵性导师他可能会关心他的门徒的吃啊、住啊、工作啊等等、身体啊等等，这终极呢还是为了那个他终极的关心是为了。希望他这个门徒能够处在一个好的处境之下，然后能够更好的去服务 Krishna.
The main concern of the spiritual master is that the disciple is in a situation, convenient situation to offer more service to Krishna.
所以呢，一个灵性导师他最大的关注的点是这个门徒处在一个好的条件，能够比较顺利的，能够方便去服务 Krishna.
So he's a spiritual father, not a material father.
这是灵性的父亲，不是物质的父亲。
It's quite a difference.
这还是有很大区别的。
And the main thing is always respect, an attitude of respect, veneration in relationship to the spiritual master.
而最主要的就是我们在和我们的灵性导师之间的关系总是应该保持尊敬。
Should never become familiar.
不要变得太过熟悉。
And that's the problem with material relationships. People can develop familiarity and then lose respect.
因为这就是物质社会当中人们从经常发生的问题，就是他们两个人变得太过熟悉，最后他们就失去了这种尊敬。
And then they look for faults in each other.
然后就开始去寻找对方的错误和缺点。
Next question.
That's all.
Okay.Okay, thank you very much to everybody.
感谢大家。
Please take shelter of Shri Balaram.
请你们脱避 Shri Balaram.
By taking shelter of your spiritual masters.
通过脱避灵性导师。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai.Thank you to all the devotees for their nice questions and Gopi Gita for her nice translation and Shakshi Gopala for his good arrangement.
And Ashu for his wonderful lecturing.
No, I didn't say that. You translate, you are the translator.
Ashu 说感谢大家奉献者这么好的提问，感谢翻译，感谢沙西哥巴这么好的安排。我说感谢阿叔。
Gopi Gita Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.